episode 2292, What Scares You Ignites You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? Oh, come on. It is Mindset Monday. Are you ready to develop your leadership, actually grow in the direction of where God is leading you? What scares you ignites you. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What scares you ignites you. So don't hold back just because you make mistakes or fail. Use this to fuel your purpose and jumpstart your passion every day. So let me ask you, are you holding back because you're too situationally aware that you can't or don't want to do something due to past experiences? That may seem like a loaded question, but most of us would answer yes to that. How do you answer? Yes, no, maybe? Who are you today? Seriously, who are you today? How are you showing up in your life? I want you to get real now. Be present with who you are. If life is a little rocky, no worries. Own it. Get real with who you are showing up as. Then decide who you want to be today. Your now is in your presence. But sometimes we get caught up in everybody else's experiences, what they see in us. Who are you becoming? What dreams do you have? What ambitions are you going after? What scares you ignites you? And I know it's scary, isn't it? Because you're thinking, oh my gosh, why do I keep having these thoughts? You know what I'm talking about. That dream that just never stops. Maybe it started when you were 10 years old. And then you started it again when you were like 19 and a half. And then it came back again about 27 years old. Next thing you know, you can't get rid of it after 34 and a half years. And you're thinking, and how old am I now? This thing won't quit. Did you ever stop to think who you are becoming? So where are you headed today? What are you in search of today? This is your now, your presence of what you want. But you must understand and accept that it's not going to be an easy trip. Where you are going takes work, hard work, and dedication. Plus, it requires you to be afraid. If everything was easy, you wouldn't chase it. But a lot of us want it easy. We want to sit in our comfy chair, that recliner that just envelops you. And you're like, oh, I feel so nice. And you just sit there and you're like, oh, just let everything come to me. But life does not work that way. It requires us to be afraid. Because if we weren't afraid, in all honesty, we wouldn't chase it. Because it would be too easy. So instead of looking at things of being easy and can I get it? Can I grasp it quickly? What about looking at the simple things in life? Your dream is found in the chase. So create your now. Take your dreams, your ambitions, your goals, and do what scares you. Get real and push out a little deeper. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Push out a little deeper. Stop settling for status quo, for mediocre. You're better than that. You were created for greatness. Don't let the strange interruptions and distractions pull you away from where you are headed. Push out a little deeper. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, draw out what scares you. Use what you keep thinking about and stretch yourself beyond your comfort zone, beyond that recliner that envelops your body and says, uh-huh, I got you. No, it doesn't got you. It's going to get you because you're going to be lazy. Call it like it is. Get real. There's so many people out there saying, oh, if you just do this, and they try to paint this kind of vague picture. I don't want you to be vague with your life anymore. God was not vague when he created you. Let's just tell it like it is. Get real. Draw out what scares you. Push out a little deeper. Number two, fall forward over and over again. You are going to fall down and make mistakes with grandioso setbacks. So get real with what drives you. If you don't make mistakes, in all honesty, you're not human. Because we make more mistakes than we gain successes. And guess what? That is what stretches us. It stretches me. It stretches you. And that is what ultimately gets you to where you are going. But you have to figure out who you're showing up as today, who you are today, so you know where you're going today, so you can create your now. And that's number three. Create your now. Who you are and where you're going. You get to answer that every day with your actions and words. Grab hold of the clarity of your dream and create your now. What scares you ignites you. And we don't ever want to think of it that way because that means we don't have an excuse. Oh, I'm too afraid. I want to do this. I really don't, you know? And then you're like, oh, but yeah, I really want to in secret. It's time for us to bury all the excuses that we have in our linen closet. We know exactly where they are. And somebody comes up to us and says, well, didn't you tell me that you were going to be writing a book about 3 years ago? Well, how's that going? And you're like, okay, got to quickly go into my linen closet, find that file. I know it's behind the blanket, the pillows, and the extra sheets. Oh, there it is. I was afraid I wouldn't know what to do, and I didn't know how to get a publisher. Whatever your excuse is. I was too tired. I was sitting in the comfy chair, so I stayed there. I never picked up a pen. I thought I could do it all digitally, and you know what? Writing on the computer just doesn't strike me. Well, then why don't you pick up a pen? We have adopted and adapted to our excuses every day. You got to push out a little deeper. Give God your dreams and do what he tells you to do. Take aim God's way, not your way. You have a spark, but he has the fire. Take heed to what is repeated in your everyday. Listen to ideas and the God winks that appear. You know the things that repeat over and over and over again? Did you ever think that's not a coincidence? One of my dear friends and mentors and coach says this: if somebody tells you or asks you something three times, you better pay attention to it. He's got a really good point. Thanks, Dan Miller, for that. Are you getting those God winks? Not once, not twice, but three times from three different people or three different circumstances or situations? Are you talking to your mom and one thing pops out and the next thing you know, you're listening to your pastor and something else jumps out and then you talk to your spouse and you're like, oh my gosh, that's number three. I better be paying attention. But the problem is we're too stuck in our comfy recliner. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's time to throw the recliner out the door. God gave you dreams for a reason. He created you on purpose for a purpose. So it's time for you to empty out that linen closet, get rid of those excuses, organize your sheets and extra pillows and blankets. That's fine. They can stay in the linen closet. But that comfy recliner, it goes out the door. It's time for you to get real. Push out a little deeper. Because you see, you wouldn't be here listening to me if you didn't know that there was more to life than where you are right now. You got big dreams. It may be for your family. It may be for you personally. It may be for a career that you're experiencing, you want to experience. Maybe it's reversed that you're like, you know what? This whole pandemic thing has brought me home and I want to stay home. What does that look like? Maybe it's brought you into network marketing. Maybe it's given you the idea that I've got a book in me and I've got to write. Maybe you got a story to tell. Maybe you want to have a podcast. Maybe you want to be a blogger. What is it for you? But you see, you got to get uncomfortable with where you are. What scares you ignites you. And we don't like to admit it, but that's where we excel in life. That's when we show up as our true self. So what are you doing today? Who are you choosing to be with your actions and your words? And where are you going? It's time to create your now. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.